Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thriving Through Adaptive Leadership, a podcast created to help you address complex challenges in your community or organization by growing and thriving as an adaptive leader. My name is Brandy Walker, and I'm faculty at the J.W. Fanning Institute for Leadership Development, a unit of public service and outreach at the University of Georgia. I'll be your host as we explore various aspects of adaptive leadership through our podcast. This is our first episode entitled, What is Adaptive Leadership? In the next 10 minutes, I'll address that question by identifying what situations call for adaptive leadership and how adaptive leaders actually diagnose the problems they are facing. The foundations of this leadership theory came from the research of Ron Heifetz and Marty Linsky at Harvard University. Adaptive leadership is often referred to as a model or practical framework for organizations and individuals who are dealing with complex changes in uncertain times where there are no clear answers or known experts to rely on. In such circumstances, the adaptive leader engages and mobilizes the people with the problem to tackle those complex challenges. This episode will introduce you to two of the critical first steps you'll need to take to understand what adaptive leadership is. The first is recognizing what an adaptive challenge is and how it's different from technical problems with known solutions. The second step is understanding how to diagnose the actual problems in an adaptive challenge and how to properly frame the issue to set the stage for finding solutions. Adaptive leadership requires a mindset shift from thinking that leaders and experts are the ones providing solutions to recognizing that adaptive challenges call for leaders who can mobilize, motivate, organize, reorient, and focus the attention of the people with the problem to enact meaningful change. So let's talk about what technical problems are first. These are problems that are easy to identify and diagnose. There's generally no arguing about what the actual problem is. Technical problems have known solutions. They're part of existing protocols or best practices. These known solutions may require changes within existing boundaries, but such changes don't cause you to really go outside of your comfort zone or think outside of an existing box. These solutions come from experts or people in authority. You either know who to turn to or where to find someone who has the expertise for this problem. And the solutions for technical problems are ones that people are generally receptive to because they're familiar, known, and expected. In other words, people aren't usually suspicious or uncertain about these solutions. After all, they're coming from experts and authority that they trust because of their credentials and experience. And finally, technical solutions have a quick or clear timeline for solving. And the solution is one that can be a mandate. Someone can say, do this because it's a best practice. Now, that does not mean that technical problems are necessarily easy or always straightforward, but the key is the work to address these problems is known, and you know exactly who to go to or where to turn to for these solutions. Generally speaking, we want to use best practices and technical approaches to solve problems when they're working, but when they're not, well then, knowing how to spot that adaptive challenge and lean into adaptive leadership strategies is key. Most complex challenges that leaders face contain both technical and adaptive elements, and a big mistake that leaders can make is approaching an adaptive challenge with a technical solution mindset. Figuring out what the problem is not as easy as it may sound. So the first step for leaders and organizations to take when facing a problem to solve or a change to make is to diagnose where the technical parts end and the adaptive parts begin. Why? Because we know how to solve the technical problem, but the adaptive challenge is going to require strategies that work towards an unknown solution. So let's talk about what these adaptive challenges look like. Adaptive challenges are difficult to put your finger on. Actually identifying the real issue is part of the challenge, which is why we call these situations adaptive challenges. Agreeing on how to name the problem is part of the struggle, and it can be easy for some people to deny that the problem even exists. Adaptive challenges require a change in thinking. Leaders have to take on a different perspective, which involves a significant change in their approach to seeking a solution, and often involves helping other people grow in a way that changes not just behaviors, but also beliefs and values. Whereas technical problems may involve changes within existing boundaries that don't take you far from your comfort zone, adaptive challenges involve changes across uncrossed boundaries that tend to make people feel uncomfortable because of the unknown. Unlike technical problems, adaptive challenges are not best solved solely by experts or those in authority over a situation, but rather the people with the problem are key to the solution. Adaptive challenges are often met with resistance because people are suspicious or uncertain about where these solutions are coming from, given that they're untested and not yet proven. And finally, addressing adaptive challenges requires experimentation. That involves trial and error, unpredictable missteps, and risk to get to the innovation needed for new solutions. And this can be frustrating because it takes time, and often no one knows exactly how long it will take. Solutions to adaptive challenges cannot be mandated from on high. Instead, they require buy-in from the people with the problem. So think of it this way. Technical problems rely on the best practices with known solutions delivered in top-down leadership fashion. But adaptive challenges require a leadership which helps build the next practices that enable people to thrive in new circumstances. Diagnosing the presence of an adaptive challenge is a huge first step. Once you've identified what part of your problem is technical that can be addressed by known solutions, and you recognize the presence of adaptive challenges that are persistent with no clear path to follow, you're on to step two, which is to understand how to diagnose the actual problem in an adaptive challenge and how to properly frame the issue to set the stage for finding solutions. It's at this point that you need to see the situation from a new perspective. This strategy is often referred to as getting on the balcony. This is a metaphor that describes how leaders need to elevate themselves above the messy fray of the situation to get a new perspective of what's going on. Getting on the balcony allows leaders to get outside of their known perspective and get a more expansive viewpoint. This allows them to see the big picture more clearly and to see the people involved in the situation who may not have been in their line of sight before. It's also important for leaders to see what role they were playing in the fray, to see their own blind spots or missteps. It's from this balcony position that leaders can better diagnose the adaptive challenge. Although the scope of the challenge can become more clear from the balcony, it will take more than just the leader to name what the problem actually is. Remember, a lot of people deny that there actually is a problem, so getting buy-in from that perspective is critical. From this position, leaders can see more than just the people around them. They can see people on the margins, people who might have been overlooked, people who may have innovative ideas that haven't been shared but that are relevant to the challenge at hand. It's these people with different perspectives that can help name the problem and become critical to finding the solutions. In order to set the stage for finding solutions, adaptive leaders must recognize that they can't do it alone. They need to create a safe space for new ideas to emerge. Leaders do this by creating a holding environment where people who aren't usually in the conversation can feel invited to enter in and comfortable enough to contribute to it. This is a space that expands the notion of expertise from those with training and education to those with different practical and lived experiences. Remember, it's not just the traditional experts, but the people with the problem who are key to an adaptive solution. Because if the leader had the answers or could turn to an expert to guide everyone out of the challenge, it would be a technical problem. But don't forget, keep that technical work going if it's working. And know when to recognize the adaptive elements if it's not. Uncertain times and challenges without clear solutions call for a mindset shift to recognize the nature of the problems you're facing. Adaptive leadership requires that you know how to approach challenges for which the known solutions aren't working or just aren't there. Adaptive leaders know when to look at their circumstances from a different vantage point, getting on that balcony. It's only when we see differently that we can think differently and find those solutions that are not already known. And it takes more than one perspective to pull all of these pieces together. So here's a quick recap. The first step in answering the question, what is adaptive leadership, involves recognizing adaptive challenges as different from technical problems, and then understanding how to actually diagnose the problems you're facing. We hope this episode has helped you frame how to start thinking about adaptive leadership. Please join us in future episodes as we explore adaptive leadership skills and examples of leading through adaptive challenges. On behalf of the J.W. Fanning Institute for Leadership Development, thank you for listening to our Thriving Through Adaptive Leadership podcast. We hope this podcast will help you build your capacity to address complex challenges in your community or organization by growing and thriving as an adaptive leader.